Mesechta Saita, Daf Lamed Ches, two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. Birchas Kaidim Ketzad, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph stated eight different things, Da'an Amor and Beloshen HaKadosh, and the fourth one was Birchas Kaidim. And the Gemara asks, how is Birchas Kaidim stated? B'medida Imois, the Shalosh Brachos, when you're not in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the Birchas Kaidim as three brachos, as we do nowadays. Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha is one pasuk and one bracha. Yara Hashem Panim Velecha V'chunecha is a second bracha and a second pasuk, and the third pasuk and third bracha is Yisra Hashem Panav Alecha V'yasam L'chal Shalem over Migdash Bracha Achas. However, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the entire Birchas Kainim as one bracha, and as Rashi states, L'fisha Ein Oyin Amen B'Migdash Ve'Ein Tzarech Kan Shum Hefsek, because you don't answer and you don't respond Amen in the Beis HaMikdash, therefore you don't need any Hefsek. And the Mefarshim discussed that even though there's Machlokes as to the standard word B'Medina, if it means in Eretz Yisrael or if it also means in Yerushalayim as well, however, in our Mishnah, certainly the word Bamedina means anywhere that's added to Beis HaMikdash, Ayin Ba'achreinim. The Mishnah continues with another chilut between the Mikdash and Bamedina. Bamedash Oymes Hashem Kechsavai. In the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the Shem Hashem, the way it's written as Yudke Vavke. And we continue on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Ubamedina Bikinuyav. However, anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the name of Hashem during Birchas Kainim by saying the Lashon Adnos, by saying it the way we say Yudke Vavke. And Taisus in the Gemara brings down in Diba Maschaloi Eina El Bikinuyav, Rabbeinu Hillel Pirish Besifri Bikinuye Kagain Kale Elakim Tzavakas, that instead of saying Yivrecha Hashem Yishmecha, they would say Yivrecha Kale Vishmecha or Yivrecha Elakim Vishmecha, Vole Mistavra, and that doesn't make sense. The Hechatesika Daite, the Shibushe Kral, the Memo Yivrecha Elakim, B'makim Shem Ben Abba Isis, the Lachayah doesn't make sense. You go and switch out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a name that's not written in the Torah at that moment. Ela Bikinuye Yeshlema Kikriyasai Ba'alav Dalad, and therefore Taisus explains on Mishnah, as we explained, that when the Mishnah said, it means that you stay at Beloshin Adnos. And the Mishnah continues with the third chilut between saying Birchas Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash and saying Birchas Kainim while outside the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'medina, Kehanim Nesin Nesideim Keneged Kesvein. While outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kehanim will lift up their hands, but they would only lift it up to the height of their shoulders and not higher. However, Uva Migdash Al Gabi Rashayin, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would lift up their hands higher than their heads. And Rashi states, Mepnei Shem Mevorchen Esa'am B'Shem HaMefarish U'Shchina L'Maylam Mekishu Etz Beisayim. As since they actually stated the Birchas Kainim with the Shem HaMefarish, therefore the Shechina was L'Maylam Mekishu Etz Beisayim, and therefore because of the covered Shechina, the Kainim wanted to make sure that the Shechina was above their heads and wasn't even with their body, and that is showing covered to the Shechina. And it's Mashma from Rashi that the reason why the Shechina was L'Maylam Mekishu Etz Beisayim is because they were Mevorchen Esa'am B'Shem HaMefarish, and L'Maysa would seem from the Gemara later on that the reason why the Shechina was L'Maylam Mekishu Etz Beisayim was because they were doing Birchas Kainim in the Beis HaMikdash, and it doesn't seem to have anything to do with the fact that the Kohanim would say Birchas Kainim using the Shem HaMefarish. But Ayin Sham, as the Gemara will state, B'chol Mokam HaShavar Yelech V'Achticha Sham Aske Hashemi, and therefore you see it does have a connection to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, Ayin Sham. And the Tanakhama continues that although we said B'Migdash they would lift up their hands on top of their heads, Chutz Mikayin Gadol She'in Magbias Yadav L'Maylam HaTzitz, however the Kayin Gadol is excluded from this din as he can't lift up his hands above the tzitz, as the words Kodesh L'Hashem was inscribed on the tzitz, and therefore we don't want the Kohen Gadol lifting up his hands above the words Kodesh L'Hashem. However, Rabbi Huda states, Af Kohen Gadol Magbi Yadol L'Maylam in the tzitz, even the Kohen Gadol lifts up his hands above the tzitz, Shinema, as the Pasuk states, Vayisa Aronis Yadav Elohim Vayivarchem, as since it states regarding Aaron who is the Kohen Gadol, Vayisa Aronis Yadav Elohim Vayivarchem, therefore we see that Aaron lifted up his hands above the tzitz and he benched Klai Yisrael. And two quick points before we start the Gemara, it's brought in the Urayim, when the Kehanim are outside the Beis HaMikdash, they only lift up their hands till their shoulder and not above that. And he states, the Ilul Maila Miksafav, as if you lift up your hands above your shoulders, Nira Kishoyte Bamida, it seems like you're a fool by standing with your hands uplifted in such a manner. And Viksiv Zek Kehli Manveu, Hisnala Fanam B'Mitzvahs, and since it states Zek Kehli Manveu, therefore you have to beautify HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing the mitzvahs, and if you look like a fool while you're doing the mitzvah, that's not proper. However, when the Shechina is Lul Maila Mikishoyet Spaisav, so you have no choice, and that's why you have to lift your hands up over your head, even though that's not actually a better manner, and therefore according to the Rambam, it's mashma that nowadays the Kohanim should not lift their hands up above their shoulders, and it's not something that would even be rishus. It would actually be a negative to do so. However, others explain our Mishnah that even though they don't have to, if they want to do so, that would be fine. And number two, the Gemara Maseches Sukkah compares the tzitz to tefillin, and the Gemara says that tefillin actually has more askaris than the tzitz, and therefore it is more kedusha, and you shouldn't be masiach das from the tefillin, just like you're not masiach das from the tzitz. And l'chayra, it would be mashman from there, that just like when you get the tzitz, you can't lift your hands up over the tzitz, so one shouldn't lift their hands up over that tefillin shalroish. However, the Rav Yoz Michalik, and he says, hani middle the Indian hesach adas, that that's referring specifically to hesach adas, and that would be b'yizoyin, shem yiplu v'yidrich aleim, as maybe your tefillin will fall, and you'll step over them. However, he continues, I will cover ba'alma, but when you get covered, mechabed Hashem shebetzitz, shere kaisav lo begaloi, that you have to be mechabed the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the tzitz, more than tefillin, as the word Kodesh Hashem that says on the tzitzis is revealed and is seen by everyone. However, the tefillin is covered, and therefore, it's possible that in chinami, you can't lift your hands up above the tzitz, and you still could lift up your hands above your tefillin shorosh, ayin sham. And we begin our Gemara, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned to the Braisa, the Pasuk says, b'negeh b'echas kainim kaisav Baruch Hu, b'loshna Kodesh, and we learn out that you have to bench Klai Yisrael b'loshna Kodesh, and the Gemara asks, atayim b'loshna Kodesh, oyein el b'choloshin, now how do you know from the Loshon of kaisav Baruch Hu that you have to bench Klai Yisrael b'loshna Kodesh? Maybe you could bench Klai Yisrael in any language that you want, and the Gemara explains, nemakan kaisav Baruch Hu, that since b'negeh b'echas kainim, it says kaisav Baruch Hu, v'nema alon, and it says b'negeh the brachas and klolos on hagrizim and harevel, elu yamdu levarach ha'am, ma'al alon b'loshna Kodesh, just like b'negeh the brachas and klolos on hagrizim and harevel, we know it had to be Loshon HaKodesh, as we learned before. Afkam B'Loshon HaKodesh, also Bichas Kainim has to be done Dafka B'Loshon HaKodesh, and it can't be done in any other language. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda argues that in Tanakama, and he says, Enid Tzarech, you don't have to have a limud from the Brachas and Klolos on Hagrizim on Arevel, as Harevel Eimer Koi, as it says to the Pasuk, Koi Sebachu, and Shiyim B'Loshon HaZeh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Loshon Koi tells you that it has to be specifically in this language, and it has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. And we already saw this point on Daflam and Gimel Beis at the top of the Amid, where the Gemara stated, Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol Makum Shnei Makoi, Kacha, Aniyah V'Amira, Eine El Loshon Kodesh, and Koi is referring to Koi Sevarchu. And two quick points before we continue, Taisus at the top of the Amid states, V'dem La'alon Eilu Yamdu L'Varach, and Taisus asks, why do we learn from the Brachas and Klolos on Hagrizim and our evil, if L'Chari, the Pasuk states, B'negei benching, V'chalta V'sevato V'rachta, and maybe we should learn from benching, that just like B'negei benching, it could be B'chol Loshon, as we learned on Daflam and Gilmon Alef, if over here, B'negei Bechas Kainim, it could also be done B'chol Loshon. That it makes more sense to learn Birch Kainim from the Brach of Hagrizim, the Shteim of Furish B'Torah, because both of them are explicit in the Torah as to the Nusach HaBracha, that Brachas Atzma Nam Mefureshes, and even though it doesn't say the Brachas in the Torah, but it's considered like the Mefureshes, Shai Haifach HaKlolis HaMefureshes, as since they are the exact opposite of the Klolis which are Mefuresh, Shai Haifach HaKlolis HaMefureshes, or Ish LeBracha, Avaloshim Birch Zamazin, Ein Mefuresh B'Torah, and although the Torah states that we have to bench, and it's Deraisa, however, the actual Nusach HaBracha is not written in the Torah, and therefore we'd rather learn Birchas Kainim from the din of the Bracha is Bahagrizim rather than from Birchas HaMazin. And then Taisa points out in Diva Maschav, Rabbi Yehuda Ime Harewa Ime Kai, Avil Rabbanon Loi Mashma Lui Kuva Kai Ela Kacha, that Lefid Rabbanon, the only time that it's Mashma on Ikav is only when the Torah says Kacha, and Lecheret Tzarech Bia, because the Gemara and Daf Lama Gimel Amid Aleph, as well as Lama Gimel Bey, stated that the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Yehuda, even with the gay of the word Kacha, Ayin Sham, Vitzarech Bia. And the Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa that the Pasuk states, B'negeh Berchus Kainim Kaisav Archu, and we learn out, Ba'amida, that the Kehanim have to be standing, Ata'im Ba'amida, Enela, Filo B'yeshiva. Do you say that they have to be standing, or can they be sitting? Nemekan Kaisav Archu, it says by Berchus Kainim, so they should bless, V'nemel Alon, and it says, B'negeh the Brachais of Hagrizim, Elu Yamdu Levarch, that they should stand and be Mavarch, Klai Yisrael, Ma'al Alon Ba'amida, just like over there, it was Dafka Ba'amida, Afkan Ba'amida, over here also by Berchus Kainim, it has to be Ba'amida. And the Gemara continues, Rab Nassan states, Ein Tzarech, we don't need the limud of the Tanakama, because Areo Eime, it says, B'negei Kain, L'shosei L'varach B'shmai, and therefore we learn that the Bracha is compared to Sheyers, Ma Mesharis Ba'amida, and just like we know that when the Kain does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be standing, Apen Varach Ba'amida, also when he benches Klal Yisrael, he has to be standing, and the Gemara asks, Mesharis Kufi Minolan, and how do you know when the Kain does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he has to be standing? The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, Kivoy Bacha Hashem Alkecha Mikol Shvatecha, Lamed L'sharis B'shem Hashem, Hu Avon of Kol Yomim. And Ayin and Gilian and Shas from Rabbi Kvego, we is bothered that L'chira, why do we have to go and bring a raya from Pasha Shaftim and bring the Pasuk of Lamed L'sharis B'shem b'shem Hashem who vanu kol yamim. If on the pasuk that we previously brought from Parshas Ikav l'shasu l'varach b'shmai, it states mefirsh by esahi hivdal Hashem hashiv alevi l'asei sarim brus Hashem l'amid l'fnei Hashem l'shasai u'l'varach b'shmai adayem azeh. And l'chari from the pasuk in Parshas Ikav gufa, we see that you require amidah for avodah as well as for bracha v'tzarachin. And keep in mind, although the pasuk tells us that bechas kainim has to be by amidah, but that is not talking about klai yisol. It's talking about the kehanim while they're being mevarach of klai yisol. And l'chari the rest of the tzibo can be sitting. However, it's brought in the Meiri in Megillah and Daf Chaf Dalam Beis when we can noigim b'svarad li is kol tzibo imdim b'shosh shliach tzibo imdim bechas kainim afilu b'makom she'in is kapeim. And even in a place where they're not actually doing the sias kapeim and they're saying l'kenav l'kei of aseinu, they would still stand during that period of time in svarad. And the Gemara continues to discuss the din that bechas kehanim has to be done with the sias kapeim. As Tani Idach, we learned another brisa kosev aruchu. The pasuk by bechas kehanim states that the kehanim should bench klai yisol as follows: b'nesias kapeim it should be done by lifting up their hands. At the oim b'nesias kapeim, do you say in nesias kapeim or in el shloim b'nesias kapeim? Or maybe there's no requirement of nesias kapeim. And the Gemara explains nemakan kosev aruchu, since it says by bechas kehanim, so you should bench v'nemal alon, and says by pasha shmini by the yom hashmini lakomus hamishkan by yisa aron es yodav elohim by yevarchem by yirid ma'aseis achatz va'ilu v'ashlamim and ma'al alam b'nesias kapayim. Just like over there, the pasuk says Aaron lifted up his hands afkam b'nesias kapayim. Also b'negeya or bechas kainim, it has to be done with b'nesias kapayim. And the Gemara continues with an interesting lashon kasha led Rabbeinson. Rabbeinson had a following kasha and Tez points out in a lashon abraisa. This is not the standard lashon abraisa. A lashon pirush haGemara, and this is the language of the Gemara. And the proper gersa would be like the Sifri says. Rabbeinson stated as follows, and he asked a question on the Tana Kama. And Rabbeinson asked the following on the Tana Kama, that how can you bring a raya for the pasuk by Yom Hashmini or by Yisra Aron Yodavel or by Yevarachim, as in that case it was a special day and it was a special circumstance, and maybe that's why it states by Yisra Aron Yodav, but maybe by standard Bechus Kainim you would not need that, as Imal Alon Kain Godel Vesh Chodesh Vavidisiba, as Benigay Yom Hashmini, it was specifically talking about Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, and it was on Rish Chodesh. As we know, Yom HaKofas HaMishkan was Rish Chodesh Nisan, and we know that the Brisa teaches us that Oseh Yom Natal Aser HaTaris, that on that day it took 10 crowns, and therefore it was a specifically special day, and it was also the Avodah of the Tzibo, Afkan Kohen Gadol Rish Chodesh Vavodah Tzibo. And maybe the only time that you have to have Nesias Kapayim is if there's bracha given by a Kohen Gadol on a specifically special day like a Rish Chodesh, and all the Avodah Sayyim was Avodah Tzibo. However, how do you know if there would be a regular Kohen doing Bechas Kohenim in a regular shul that there would be a requirement of Nesias Kapayim? And based on this question, Rav Nosson Eimer, therefore Rav Nosson states in it tzarech that we don't need a Gzeir Shava because Areo Eimer who one of Kol Yomim. The pasuk states in Pasha Shavtim ki voy bocha Hashem alakecha mikol shvatecha lamid l'shoyz b'shem Hashem who one of Kol Yomim. Therefore Makish Bon of Loi, we compare Aaron's children to Aaron HaKoyin ma'ahu b'nesias kapayim, just like we know that Aaron HaKoyin didn't see his kapayim when he benched the nation, as we saw that the pasuk b'negeya yoyim shmin lakom se Mishkan stated by Yisra Aaron es yodav elohom vayivarachim, and therefore af bonav b'nesias kapayim, even when a kohen headed benches klai yisol, they have to have nesias kapayim. Even though before the Gemara asked that l'chira, maybe we should say the only time nesias kapayim works is by kohen gadol rish chodesh avodas tzibo, that was because it was based on gzeir shava. But once we have a hekesh, then we have a din that ain't hekesh l'mechza, and therefore you can't ask such a question, as Rashi says v'lo tikshei su shekein kohen gadol the ain't meshiva not l'hekesh. And the Gemara continued v'ksiv kol yomim, and the pasuk states that we have the comparison between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Headed on all days and in all situations. And as Rashi says, and therefore you can't ask a question, maybe there's only a requirement of Nesias Kapayim when it's Rish Chodesh and it's Avodah Tzibo, but not where it would not be Rish Chodesh and it would not be Avodah Tzibo. And L'chayr, why didn't Rashi just explain that ain't Hekesh L'mechza? And of course the Teretz is Poshit, that the only Hekesh that we have is that a Kohen and Kohen Gadol are similar, but we don't know if a Kohen Gadol actually has to have Nesias Kapayim when it's not Rish Chodesh and it's not a carbon tzibo, and therefore we need the pasuk of Kol Yomim to teach us that the dinim of a kohen and kohen gadol are always applicable, and even if it's not Rish Chodesh and even if it's not a carbon tzibo. And the Gemara is still bothered that maybe the only time we have a comparison between a kohen headed and a kohen gadol is only b'negeya shiris, as the pasuk stated ki voy bocha Hashem alkecha mikol shvatecha lamid l'shoris b'shem Hashem hu uvan of Kol Yomim, and it's only talking about avodah. But how do you know that this is applicable to the bracha as well? And the Gemara explains v'iskish bracha l'shiris, that we saw before that there's a hekesh between the bracha and avodah, as the pasuk stated l'shar se l'varach b'shmai, and therefore we see that just like b'negeya sheiros, the Torah states specifically that there's no difference between a kohen headed Hedin and a Kohen Gadol. Therefore, B'negei Bracha, the same did applies, and there is no difference between a Kohen Hedin and a Kohen Gadol. And since we see by Aaron HaKohen that he required to see his Kapayim when he gave a Bracha to Klal Yisrael, therefore that then applies to a Kohen Hedin as well. Keep in mind that although Rashi said that from the Pasuk of Kol Yom, we learn that it doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh and it doesn't have to be Avedis Tzibra, and you still have to have Nesias Kapayim. However, Taisis actually states that from the word Kol Yomim, that we only learn that it doesn't have to be Rosh Chodesh and could be on any single day of the year, and it doesn't have to be a special day. However, Taisis still bothered that how do we know that if Avedis Yochid, then you would still have to have Nesias Kapayim. Ayin and Taisis, Dibel Maskel, Viksiv, Kol Yomim, Ayin Sham. Also, before we continue, we just had two Brises where the Brises started off that we would think based on the words Kaisav Achu, that we'd be able to learn a specific din. For example, as the Brises stated, Tani Ida Kaisav Achu Ba'mida, and then we also saw a Brisa, Tani Ida Kaisav Achu B'Nesias Kapayim, and Lachar, it's a bit Sarach Bia, as Rashi and Daflam and Gilman Beis stated that the Lashon Kai, even according to the Manda Amen, that dashes the word Kai, is only B'dava Tali B'dibar, and these ideas are not Tali B'dibar at all. And what would be happening that we could learn from Kaisav Achu that it has to be specifically Ba'mida or specifically B'Nesias Kapayim B'Tsarach Bia? And the Gemara continued, V'Tani Ida, we learned in another Brisa, Kaisav Achu is B'nei Yisrael. The Pasuk tells us you should bench Klai Yisrael in this manner, and we learn out B'Shem HaMefarish that the way to bench Klai Yisrael is by using the Shem HaMefarish. And as we learned in our Mishnah, that in the Beis HaMikdash they would say the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kichsavai, and as Rashi said, they would say out the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gemara asks, Ata Eimah B'Shem HaMefarish, do you say you have to specifically say it as Yud Kei Vav Kei, or you aim at Ela B'Kinui, or maybe you'd say it as Lashon Adnis, Tamalim V'Sam Shmi? So therefore, the Pasuk says, B'Degei Bechas Kainim, you should place my name Shmi Amiyuchli. It has to be my specific name, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Gemara continues, Yochel Af B'Gvulim Kei, and you would think that this would apply even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Nemekan V'Sam Shmi, since it says over here by Bechas Kainim that you should place my name V'Nemel Alon. And in Pasuk 8 it states, Ki Imel Amakam Hashiyiv Hashem Alekecha Mikol Shvatecham Losam Hashmai Sham L'Shich Le'Shidu Shuvu Vasa Shama. Therefore, Mal Alon Beis HaBechira, just like in that pasuk is talking about specifically the Beis HaMikdash, Afkam Beis HaBechira. Also over here we're specifically talking about the Beis HaBechira, and therefore the only time that the Kahanim say Bechas Kainim and they say out the name of HaKadosh Baruch when they use the Shem HaMefarish is only in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. And the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yeshua Ima Ine Tzarech. Rabbi Yeshua states we don't need this limud, as Hareinu Ima, as the pasuk in Yisrael states, B'chol HaMakom HaShe'atzke Hashemi Ovei Alechu V'rachticha. And the Gemara is B'chol HaMakom Sa'ka Daitach, and Rashi explains, V'chi B'chol HaMakom Shemi Miyuchin Niska. How can you say that any place you want you can mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKsiv Zeh Shemi V'Zeh Zichri, Loik Sh'ani Nichtav Ani Nikra, that you not only read the name as Yudkei Vavkei in any place you want, and it's only Dafkin in the Beis HaMikdash, V'oid V'chi B'chol HaMakom Shechina Bo V'Shaira. Do you think that any place you'll mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will actually show up there and be Shaira, the Chsiv Ovei Alecha, and V'hu Lo Yichad Makom HaSkaz Hashem, and do you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Miyachid a special place for mentioning his name? Of course, that doesn't make sense. And the Gemara therefore explains, El Mikru Zeh Miserius Hu, that this pasuk has to be switched around, and you have to flip the end of the pasuk to the beginning. And the way to understand this pasuk is as follows: B'chol HaMakom She'ovei Alecha V'rachticha, in any place I will come and bench you, Sham Aske Shmi, that is the only place that you're allowed to mention my name. And V'heichan Ovei Alecha V'rachticha, and where is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and bench you? B'Beis HaBechira, Dafkan B'Beis HaMikdash, Sham Aske Shmi B'Beis HaBechira, and it's only over there you're allowed to mention the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Dafkan in the Beis HaBechira where you're allowed to say the name of the Shem HaMefarish, and you're allowed to use the name of Yudkei Vavkei. And as Rashi says, Misayisu M'hopach B'chol HaMakom She'ovei Alecha Ba'oil Ma'ish B'Midbar U'V'Shilu B'Beis HaLamim, in any place that I have told you that I will come to you, which is specifically in the Oil Ma'id in the Midbar, as well as in Shiloh and the Beis HaLamim, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, and it is only in those locations where HaKadosh Baruch Hu states that a person could mention his name and he could read it as Yudkei Vavkei. And therefore, when the Torah states B'degeya Be'ches Kainim V'Somo Shmi, and therefore we know that the Kainim actually say the Shem HaMefarish and they say the Lashon of Yudkei Vavkei, so it has to be Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash and it can't be done B'Gvulin. And in the Sefer Ikrim, it's brought down that why is the Shem HaMefarish called the Shem HaMefarish? Right to Loima Hashem HaNivdol, that this is the name that's separated. And it brings that we find many times that when something is separated, we call it B'Loshin that is Pirish, as we know B'negei Basa Pirish B'Nachai or HaPirish B'Na'Allah. And we also find when someone is Nivdol Mizulasam and they're different than everyone else, but Ma'ilav V'Chasidus, Yom Ra'aleim, we say about them, Shehem Prushim, that they are Prushim. And in Taisa Dido Maschah HaRei O'Imeh, 7 lines from where it gets wide on the bottom of the Amid, V'Nirad Mizeratam Nimnu Kainam Levarach B'Shem HaMiyachud M'Shemeshim and Tzadik. And from this reason, the Kainim stopped saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even during Bechas Kainim, from the time the Shimon HaTzadik died, K'namirim Perek Tarek B'Kafi in Yuma, L'fishal Yizachu Shub L'Gil HaShchina, as from that point onward, they weren't Zecha to Gil HaShchina. And Taisa continues, V'Nirul Ri, kohen shebirch birchas kainim b'yeshiva le'osav le'klum. If a kohen actually states birchas kainim, but he was sitting, it's not considered like he did any mitzvah. Hayu v'iskish bracha l'sheiris. Since we have a comparison between bracha and sheiris, v'gabi sheiris omen parak beis dizvachim the yoshev mechal la'aveda. That if someone's sitting while they're doing la'aveda, it actually profanes la'aveda. Hilchach afkan tzarch lachsev v'lavarch mu'umed. Therefore, over here also, you would not be yitzir birchas kainim, and you would have to repeat birchas kainim ayin and taisis. And the Gemara continues. Tani idach we learned another brayso. Kosev varchus b'nei Yisrael, ain little b'nei Yisrael. We would think that the bracha only applies to b'nei Yisrael. Geirim noshim avadim mishucharim minayin. How do we know that this bracha is applicable to geirim as well as women and avadim mishucharim? Tamaloyma emulahem. The pasuk said you should say to them lekulu. It's coming to include even geirim noshim and avadim mishucharim. The Gemara continues. Tani idach we learned another brayso. Kosev varchu panim kenega panim. That when the kohen says birchas kainim, he has to be facing the tzibur and the tzibur has to be facing the kohen. Atayim panim kenega panim. Do you say that this is true? Are you aiming all the panim kenega ayirv? Or maybe birchas kainim could even work if the kohen are not facing klai yisol. Tamaloyma emalahem. Therefore, the Torah says you should speak to them ka'adam ha'im lachaveri, just like a person speaking to his friend. And when someone speaks to their friend, they're panim kenega panim. The Gemara continues. Tani idach. We learned another brayso kosev varchu b'kol ram. That when the kohen does birchas kainim, he has to do so in a loud voice. Are you aiming all the blach? Or maybe you think that he can even do it quietly, and he could do it as a whisper. You have to do it in a voice that a person could hear. And Ayin Taisis is bothered that why would you think that you could do it quietly if l'cher we should be able to learn from the Gzeira Shava bracha bracha mehagrizim and malalom b'kol ram, just like we know by hagrizim was done b'kol ram. Therefore, birchas kainim has to be done b'kol ram. Or mitzilul meimah. Taisis says that possibly Agamar is only going l'fir Rabbi Yehuda to liyavleim Gzeira Shava that didn't learn the din of lashon hakodesh from Gzeira Shava, and he had to learn from Kai, and therefore the fear of Yehuda, he needs a limud to teach us that Bechas Kainim has to be Bekol Ram. And in the Torah it's brought down that Kol Ram doesn't mean a very loud voice, it means Legodav Lekotan Elobeni Ayin Sham. And as we know, there's a famous Chiddush B'negei Bechas Kainim that one Kain cannot be Maitzi to other Kainim, as although there's a din of Shemei Kaina, but you can't be Maitzi someone with the concept of Kol Ram Ayin Bachrainim. And the Gemara continues, Oma Bayan Naktinim, we have a Kabbalah L'shtayim Kair Kainim, when there are two Kehanim that are about to Duchen, then we call out to them, kainim, and we ask them to start the bracha. However, if there's only one kain that's about to duchen, then you wouldn't call him out and you wouldn't say kain. Shenema emolahem l'shnayim, as it states in the pasuk, that you should say to them, and it's only to them when there's a rabbim and not when there's a yochid. And Taisus in Masechtas Brachas and Daflam and Dalam and Alf points out that the person who actually says this to the kainim is not the shliach tziba, but the chazan haknesses, who is the shamish that took care of all the needs of the beis haknesses. However, our minig is that the shliach tziba calls out kainim. And Rashi states, "Lishnayim kaya kainim, because she yesham shnei kainim levarach shliach tzibah, because she come a birchas hayda kaya isin kainim." And it's muchach that Rashi doesn't hold like this tesis. Vein hayvchem pneim shayavuchin l'tzad table is pal darminal kamon yiratzum fenechash te brachazu etc. And that was something that they said before birchas kainim. And Rashi also states in the Rashi emolahem mikrod lahem nafkalon she shliach tzibah maza isin levarach. And once again, Rashi specifies that the shliach tzibah is the one that calls out to the kainim to start birchas kainim. And the Gemara continues. We have a Kabbalah, Kayin Kayir Kayinim, Bein Yisrael Kayir Kayinim, that the Kayin is actually the one who calls out the word Kayinim, and it's not the Yisrael that calls out Kayinim, Shinema Amalahem, and we learn Amir Mishlahem Tehei, that when you call the Kayinim to do Bechas Kayinim, the Kayin should be the one that calls them to do Bechas Kayinim. Rashi explains, this is not talking about any Kayin in the Tziba, but Im Shlich Tziba Kayinu, if the Shlich Tziba is also a Kayin, Kayiru Mazes Chaveir, Ba'im Nil Nfalim, Hachsepreim, Lavarachas Yisrael, Bein Yisrael, Lu Ein Kayir Kayinim, but if the Shliach Tzibah is Israel, then he would not call out Kayanim Ayin Sham. And we continue on Daflam and Chesam and Beis, Vehilchus Akabasid Abaya, Vles Hilchus Akabasid Rav Chisda, and the Halacha follows Abaya that the only time we call out Kayanim and it was when there are two Kayanim. However, the Halacha doesn't follow Rav Chisda, and even if there's a Yisrael, that's a Chazin, and the Shliach Tzibah, he would still call out Kayanim. And the Gemara continues, Simon, Misavalu Bracha, Duchen Bavoida, Kois Makar Nena Bagola, Amr Bishum Levi, Bishum Levi says, Menayan Shakaj Baruch, Misavalu Bechus Kayanim, how do we know that Kaj Baruch desires Bechus Kayanim? Shinem, as the pasuk says, v'somu shmir b'nei Yisrael, that the Kohanim will place my name on Klai Yisrael, and they will do Bechas Kainim, v'ani avarachim, and I will bless Klai Yisrael, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy that the Kohanim benched them, and this way he could bench Klai Yisrael. And Rashi explains that Bechas Kainim is not for Klai Yisrael, and as Rashi says, the purpose of Bechas Kainim is l'tzarech hamakayim. And the Gemara continues with the second of the eight members that Rabbi Shuba Levi stated, as we mentioned in the siman, that we had eight different simanim. So for Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, kol kain shem v'varach misbarach, any kain that gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael will receive a bracha as well. But if he doesn't do Bechas Kainim, then he will not have a bracha. As the pasuk states in Lech Lecha b'negei Avraham Avinu, that those that bench you, I will bench. And Rashi is bothered that why do we have to bring a raya from Pashas Lech Lecha if by the Pasha Bechas Kainan the Torah states Vaniya Varchim? And Rashi explains because the Lashon Vaniya Varchim is not telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench the Kainim, it's telling us that since the Kainim bench Klal Yisrael, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will also bench Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Be'ilu Trevis, Lemadu Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mipi Kayanim, Mipi Agvur, Loi Lemadu, that we only see that the Kainim are benching Klal Yisrael. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench them? Kshu'im Vaniya Varchim, Havi'im HaKayanim Varchim Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yodam, Ayin and Rashi. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Amar Bishum and Levi, called Kain Shein Oilu Duchen, Oilu Bishlei Shasei, that if there's a Kain that is not Oilu Duchen, and he's in Shul, and he has ability to do so, he will be over on three Asein, as the Pasuk says, Kai Sivachu, so you should bless, and Molahem, Visamo Shemi, Rav Amma, Choshin Shem Ben Gusha Ben Chutzu, Rav says, in addition, will have to be Choshin, that maybe he's Ben Gusha Ben Chutzu, and the Gemara explains, Vlai Pligi, there's no Machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Shulman Levi, Hod is Salak Leprakim, Hod Lai Salak Leprakim, as if he goes up and he duches on Yontiv, so then we're not going to think that he's Ben Gusha Ben Chutzu, and that's when the Din of Rabbi Shulman Ben Levi applies, that he's over on three Asei, but if he actually doesn't duchen at any point, then like Rav states, that we'll have to be Choshin Shem Ben Gusha Ben Chutzu. And Taisus says that this din of Rabbi Shulman Levi doesn't only apply where it's solik leprakim, but who adin ilay solik el de machzik nafshe al yidei matnas kuna. And if this coin is taking matnas kuna, then he's showing that he is a coin, and therefore the din of Rav doesn't apply. And you only have the issa say that Rabbi Shua ben Levi mentioned if the coin is in the Beis HaKnesses and he doesn't go up and duchen. And Taisus in Masechtas Menachas and Daf Mem Dal and Menal states that the only oiva on these three essay dafka kashayim leale is only if they specifically tell him to go up and duchen. However, if they don't tell him to go up and duchen, even if the kain is in shul, he would not be over on these three assay. And the Gemara continues, if a kain doesn't go up to duchen at the time that the saying would say, so then if he doesn't go up prior to the end of would say, then he will no longer be able to say bechas kainim. And the Makar is Shanem, as the Pasuk states, Vayisa Aaron is Yadav Elohim Vayavarchim, that Aaron lifted up his hands and he benched Klai Yisrael, and then the Pasuk says, Vayir Master Yisachatis Vayilu Veshlomim, and therefore Mal Alom Bavayda, just like over there, he was in the middle of Avayda when he actually benched Klai Yisrael. Afkam Bavayda, over here also has to be in the middle of Avayda, and therefore the Kohen has to go up to Duchen prior to the end of Ritzei. And the Gemara asks, Haydi, how can you say that's true? Rav Ami and Rav Asi were Kohanim, they did go up to Duchen even after Ritzei. And the Gemara answers, Rav Ami Rav Asi, Mikorav Akri Kurayu, that Enochin Ami, Rav Ami Rav Asi started moving prior to the end of Ritzei, Mimtel Lehavim Matu Hasam, and they didn't get up to the actual place where they would say Bechas Kainim, and they didn't get up to the front of the shul, as it was a long walk. And as long as you start walking prior to the end of the Brach of Avodah and prior to the Shliach Tzibah finishing Hamachzeh Shechinas Letziyain or She'oischu Levadcha B'yirin Navid, then that would still be enough and you would be able to do Bechas Kainim. And the Gemara continues and brings another riot to this point, because V'tnan Nami, that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled, and Rashi brings the beginning of the Mishnah that states that the Chazan should not answer Amen after the Kainim, as in those days they didn't have Siddurim and he may get mixed up. And if there's no other kainim aside from himself, he should not duchen shleiti tarif daiter b'shuvah l'tfilasai, because he won't be able to go back to tefila v'lo yodol haschol miyad b'sim shalim, and he won't be able to start off right away by sim shalim. And our Gemara picks up from that point, v'im have to chasai shenaisis kapav v'chayzal l'tfilasai v'shoi, and if this single kain is muftach that he'll be able to do nesis kapayim and he'll still be able to go right away and start sim shalim, then even though he's the shliach tziba, he could actually say bechas kainim. And nowadays, as we mentioned, since we have Siddurim, this is not a problem at all. And our Gemara continues with his raya Belvinimba, and we ask the Shaila Haloyaka, that Lamaisa, how does this Shliach Tzibah, who is a Kohen, do Nesias Kapayim if he wasn't Oiker Raglov prior to the end of Ritzei? And the Gemara answers, El Dinar Puto, that during Ritzei he moves his feet a little bit, and that's considered enough that it's Oiker Raglov. And then once the Shliach Tzibah, who's a Kohen, gets to the end of the Cholachayim and he completes the Bracha, Atev Shimcha L'chana Alahoides, he will walk up to the front of the Shul and he will do Bechas Kohenim, and then he'll walk back to his place and starts some shalom. Therefore, the Gemara brings a raya b'negei Rav Ami and Rav Asi, that as long as they were oiker raglav, that is fine. Hachinami de akapurta, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi were akapurta. And even though we learned that the kohanim would actually walk up to the front of the shul while they're in the middle of the chazar shashatz, however, nowadays that the chazan davens at the front of the shul, so therefore there's no reason that they have to walk up to the place of the duchen. And if the shliach tzibah is a kohen, they stay in their spot and they turn around to face the tzibah and they say bechas kohenim. Keep in mind that from our Gemara it's mashma that the only time that a kohen that the shliach tzibah would duchen is only when he's the only kohen in the shul. But if there are other kohenim, then the mashmais of our Gemara is that a kohen who's the shliach tzibah would not duchen. And the Gemara continues with the fifth member of Rabbi Shulman Levi, a nice and kashil bracha l'varech el tayv ayin, that they would only allow a person person who has a toiv ayin to do birchas hamazon and to lead the klal with birchas hamazon. And Rashi explains the toiv ayin is soinei betza v'goyim lichesed b'mayinam. And the Gemara continues shenema. And the riot to this is based on a pasuk in Mishlei that states toiv ayin hu yivayrach ki nasu melach b'ledal. Since it doesn't say the word yivayrach with a vav, therefore we learn out al tikra yivayrach that don't read as if it says that a person who is a toiv ayin will receive a bracha el yivarech, that he should bench others. And since he's a toiv ayin, therefore he's happy to give bracha to others, and when he'll say benching, and he'll bench his baal bayis by saying harachban, then that will be a proper bracha, because he'll do it with his whole heart. And the Gemara continues with member number 6, v'amar b'shuva levi, minayin shafilu oifis makir mitzari ayin, that how do we know that even birds recognize someone who is stingy? As Rashi says, ve'in oichlu mishlehem, that he won't even eat from that person, shenem, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, ki chinam mizuri arashas, ve'in ikol baal konav, that a person who's setting up traps is doing so for naught, if he's doing so when he is someone that is stingy, because even the baal konav will realize that he doesn't want him to eat from it, and even the birds won't fall into the trap. And the Gemara continues with member number 7, Rama Bishuva Levi, kolanenem mitzari ayin, that if someone has enough from someone who is stingy, oyu bulaviz oyvana isalav, shenem, as the pasuk says in Mishlei, al tichom es lechem ra ayin, v'al tisu l'matam oisov. And the next pasuk continues, kikmoy sh'al b'nashay, kainu oichol shesei, yoymer loch, v'liboy baal imach, that even though he tells you to eat and drink, but really he doesn't want you to do so, and therefore if you do so, you're over a lav. And Rashi explained the words of the pasuk of Kikmai Shar B'Nafshay Keinu, that this person is a person that Shar B'Nafshay. So Rashi gives two pshatim. Number one, that the Lashon Shar is from the Lashon that something is bitter, and as we find that Te'inim are sometimes called bitter Te'inim, and this person that is a miser is someone that's very bitter, and if you take food from him, you will cause him to become further embittered. And then Rashi brings down Menachem Ben Sarek Pirshu Lashon Shir, that the Lashon Shar comes from the Lashon of being Meshayer, measuring, and as Rashi continues, Tamanu Meshayer, that a miser is consistently measuring how much this person will eat, and until when will this person leech off him. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak states, that you actually over on two lavim, as the Pasuk states, Al Tilchom, and the Pasuk also says, Al Tisav. And finally, the Gemara gets to the last member of Rabbi Shumalevi, Ein Egla Rufa Ba El Bishvil Tzari Ayin, the reason why we have the Pasha of Egla Rufa, and the reason why it's possible that someone will be killed between two cities is based on the fact that people were stingy. Shenem, as the Pasuk states, V'anu V'amru, that the Sanhedrin will state, Yadeinu L'shafcho Sadam Azeh, that our hand did not spill this blood, V'chiyal Beinu also, Shezikli Bezin Shevchi Damameim, do we think that the Zikli Bezin and the Rashi Sanhedrin are people that will spill blood and they killed this person? Of course that can't be the truth. What they were saying is that this person did not come to our city and we sent him away, and we didn't see him and we left him alone. And what does that mean? That he didn't come to our hands and we sent him away without having mazayin, without having any provisions to travel with, and we didn't see him and we let him leave without escorting him out of the town. And Rashi explains that since this person needed food and he didn't have, and while he was traveling he saw someone with food, and he, because he was so hungry, he went and tried to grab them, and that's why someone came and murdered him based on the fact that he didn't have food, and therefore we were potentially part of the cause of his death. And therefore Bezin states that that was not the cause of his death, because we never saw him and we never let him leave the town without having mazin. In addition, and they explained that if someone is not escorted out of a town, then he doesn't feel a sense of self-confidence and he feels alone in this world, and therefore potentially he'll be a target of murderers. And the Gemara continues, if you have a basic knesses, we are there, all kainim, then all of them will go up and say bechas kainim. And the Gemara asks, so who will they bench? They will bench their brothers who are not in shul and they are in the fields. And the Gemara asks, Eni, how can you say that the bracha will work for those that are in the sadis? That those people that are behind the kainim are not included in the bracha of bechas kainim. And the Gemara answers like kasha, hodanisi, hodalayanisi, that there's a difference between a person who's an einis and is not in shul and a person that's not an einis. So if a person is not in shul because he's an einis, then the bechas kainim will work for him. However, if a person specifically doesn't come to shul, or if he's in shul and he doesn't stay for bechas kainim, then he will not be included in the bracha of bechas kainim. And as Rashi says, shebesodis, that nisi b'malachton ve'in yachayin lavai, however, the loyanisi, how in the basic knesses, achuya kainim, loyanisin, el she'in ha'brocha chashuva aleim, la'akaragleim, but the bracha is nachashu to them in order to come in front of the kohenim, the level of the kohenim leaves misbarchim panim kenega panim kedas, and because they're not machshav the bracha hilchach inim bechla bracha, therefore they wouldn't be included in the bracha karaminim kaisavachu panim kenega panim. And Taisus and Diba Maskel ha danisi ha dleinisi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lam Hey the Daf Kahani Shem Besodis danisi, only those that are far away in the Sodis are considered anusim avahani the kaimim masa, but those people that are busy in the cities and they don't come to shul loyanisi, they would not be included in the bracha beches hakainim, as we don't consider them an honest. And the Gemara continues about Tani Rav Shimi Beit de Shichuri, that Rav Shimi who came from the town of Shichuri, he stated basic tenses shikula kainim miksasin einu miksasin einu amen, that if you have a basic tenses where all of the people are kainim, then some of them go up to duchen and some of them do not go up to duchen and they just respond amen. And the Gemara answered like kasha hadish tay beisara hadleish tay beisara, it depends what we're referring to. If for example you have 12 kainim in the shul, so if two of them go up and you can leave a minion aside from those kohanim, then we should do so, and therefore you'll have a minion answering amen. The two kohanim will actually duchen, and therefore you'll be able to accomplish everything, and you'll have beches kohanim, and you'll have people in the audience answering amen on behalf of those Yisraelim that are besadais. However, in a situation where, for example, there are only 10 kohanim in a shul, so then even if one of them goes and duchens, you still won't have a minion in the call that is answering amen, and therefore all of the kohanim should go and duchen, and they will duchen to no one, and no one will answer amen, but the bracha will be able to go on the Amshe Besodes that are included in this bracha, since they are Nusim, and that's why they couldn't come to shul. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned before, Tana Abba Breda Rabbi Yom Bachia, Amsha Chuya Kainim, Einu Bechla Bracha, that those people that are standing behind the Kayanim and not Panim Keneged Panim are not included in the bracha. And the Gemara explains, Pshita, Arichi Be'api Gutzi, Leimavski, you have a tall person that's standing in front of a short person, that's not going to sit in Hefzik, and the short person will still be included in the bracha, and it's considered as Panim Keneged Panim. And Rashi at the bottom of the states, Arichi Be'api Gutzi, Leimavski, Ben Kayanim, Miyais, Bechla Bracha, Dimin Kain, Leilun Dava Saif, that it's based on a Svara, as if so, we will never be able to have proper Be'ach's Kayanim, Ayin Sham. And similarly, Teva Leimavska, if you have an Orin in front of the people, that is also not considered Hefzik. However, Mechitza Mai, what if you actually have a Mechitza and there's actually a wall that separates between the Kohanim and the people? Would that be considered a Chatzitza and a Hefzik or not? Tashma, we learned in the Brice that Amr Bishul Balevi, Afilu Mechitza Shabazel, Einam Hafsekas Bein Sol Avim Shabashmaim, that even an iron wall will not separate between Klai Yisrael and the Father in heaven, and therefore a Mechitza will not be considered a separation between the Kohanim and Klai Yisrael when they're giving a bracha. And the Gemara continues, Yubaylu, Stadim Au, what about the people that are standing on the side of the Kohanim and they're not Panim Keneged Panim? Tashma, I'll bring you right. The Tan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Parah, Benegeid Azor of the Parah Duma, the Skaven Hazaz Lefanav, if the Kohen had Kavana to spray on Kalim that in front of him, and we continue on Daf Lam and Tesamid Aleph, Behiz La'acharav, and instead he sprayed on Kalim that happened to have been behind him, but he didn't have Kavana for those Kalim. Well, La'acharav, or if he's spraying the Mechatas, and he wanted to spray it on Kalim that was behind him, and instead Behiz Lefanav, and he sprayed it on Kalim that was in front of him, and he didn't have Kavana, has Asir Psula, then the Azor is puzzle, as Rashi says, being in kavanah l'tayra, they have to have kavanah. Kedichsev, as the pasuk says, v'he's atar ala tamei she'im miskavenoi, and he actually has to have kavanah. However, lefanav, if he wanted to spray on kelim that was in front of him, v'he's al tzadin shebefanav, and instead he sprayed on kelim that were on the sides of him, but they were to the sides and not mamish right in front of him, has asik shira, then his azor would be kosher, as we consider that his kavanah goes on anything that's in front of him, and even if it's on his sides, and therefore b'negei the kainim, if a person's on the side of the kainim, but they're still in front of the Kayanim, they're included in Be'ach's Kayanim, and you don't have to be directly in front of the Kayanim. However, Rashi points out, but if someone's standing behind the Kayanim, or behind a person that's doing Hazar, even though it's not Mamish directly behind him, that's considered, that's in back of him, and therefore the Hazar would not work, and you would not be included in Be'ach's Kayanim either, and we will stop over here.